This is News Talk.
Well, it's all about the cost of living in our lives and indeed in the papers this morning. The Irish Times says a wide range of expanded cost of living supports will be examined by the government as it seeks to offset the impact of rampant inflation and insulate itself from political damage. Senior coalition sources told the Irish Times that the cost of living was the most pressing issue faced by the government as the threat of COVID remains suppressed. Everyone agrees it's the burning issue, one senior source said, with a strong feeling we need to do more. So obviously we have this €100 support for our electricity bills. That's coming in March. That's already been announced. But now there's a desire to go further with scoping exercises planned for the coming days. A second senior source told the Irish Times, we are casting the net as wide as we possibly can to look at the options. Consideration will be given to the full range of costs and charges that people face to see what can be done. So the question is, what can be done? You have the 100 quid. Do you increase that to €200 of an electricity bill rebate? And then if it's €200, well, that's €200 for March. But what about the rest of the months of the year where the cost of living is just going up and up and up? Actually, speaking of the cost of living, the Irish Sun, Pint of Pain, an exclusive here, Irish boozers are set to pay more for their pint of plain as the makers of Guinness confirm price hikes will hit pubs this month. So the move from Diageo will see pubs charge 20 cent more to maintain their profits. The average pint of Guinness will now be €5.30. One publican, Ronan Lynch, told the Irish Sun it's obviously the customer who will feel the pinch. So €5.30 there for a pint, gonna rise by 20 cent. Again, because of inflation and the cost of doing business and all that other stuff. The Irish Independent talks about the cost of living as well. Apparently, the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach now on a collision course over the €100 energy credit. Leo Varadkar wants a more generous energy credit to alleviate the cost of electricity, but the Taoiseach is concerned about the impact of increasing the credit on inflation, which could then further exacerbate the cost of living crisis. That'd be a vicious cycle if it's sort of known that people are getting more than the €100 credit. Does that mean then that inflation goes up and up and up? It's a real headache. Also, other story on the front of the Irish Independent, a headache for the tourism industry. There are fears a chronic skills shortage is going to hamper the tourism industry's recovery because the Irish Independent says 40,000 job vacancies remain in tourism. Fáilte Ireland going to publish those figures next week. There are big shortages of chefs, waiting staff and restaurant and bar managers, and apparently a lot of the middle managers who worked in hotels, for example, they've moved into retail during the pandemic because obviously hotels faced various different closures and lockdowns and whatever. And even coach operators, the big bus companies, they're struggling to get drivers because drivers have moved on to other roles as well. And many businesses have cut services, they've curtailed their menus, and others have reduced opening hours too. Actually, on Friday night, I was in a pub that usually has a late license and you sort of leave at around 2:30, and at about 10 to 1 came around to us and said, right, finish up your drinks and get out, please. The Irish Daily Mirror, boy 13 suspect in horror attack on woman. Gardaí investigating a vicious and random assault on a young woman have identified a suspect aged just 13. Gardaí say no arrests have been made, but they are following a definite line of inquiry. That's also on the front of the Examiner. Gardaí investigating a violent assault on a woman in Cork City have identified a boy in his early teens as a suspect. The Irish Examiner also continues its coverage of Robert Watt, who's one of the most senior civil servants in the country, and how much he is paid. And as we were told yesterday from the Irish Examiner, Robert Watt has seen his pay increased for a third time. On Monday, February 1st, his salary went from £294,000 to nearly £298,000. The news today on the front of the Examiner is that Robert Watt is in line for a fourth pay increase later this year, which means his salary will go above €300,000. And that's also on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Three pay hikes for Watt in 10 months. The Secretary General of the Department of Health, Robert Watt, is in line for a fourth pay rise after getting three in 10 months, the Irish Daily Mail has learned. And his salary of close to €300,000 has increased now three times by more than €86,000. And then he's going to get more money later this year because it's part of various different agreements made between unions, and obviously his pay is linked to that pay rise due to happen in October. Now, the Irish Mirror has a story this morning about unwanted dogs, and nearly 300 of them were given up before the end of Christmas. Some because their owners claimed that they were dog fished. I have to say, I have little sympathy for people who feel they were conned after giving money to puppy farms. But anyway, the puppies were given to Dogs Trust at a rate of 8 a day. That's how many they're getting. And foster homes are now urgently needed for the 297 animals because of a spike in post-Christmas dogs being delivered to Dogs Trust. So the issue of dog fishing means that people buy pups based on online photos and the pictures of a healthy dog, but they're then sent animals which weren't advertised. And Dogs Trust also say that some owners admit they underestimated the commitment of dog ownership. I mean, are these people living in the real world? We all know the commitment of having a puppy, of having a dog. You hear every year a dog is not just for Christmas, it's for life. You can do a research on it, you can Google it. There are so many websites with advice on the commitment needed to raise a dog, and yet these people say, oh, we didn't really realise how tough it'd be, and they give up at the first hurdle and deliver their dog, their unwanted dog, to Dogs Trust. As I say, I've little sympathy, and if it was at a different time of day, I might have stronger language on it, but you can read more about that in the Irish Daily Mirror. Final story for you, apologies if you're having your breakfast, but if you drive a car, well, you're absolutely filthy, because drivers beware, the inside of your car is dirtier than a toilet seat. This is in the Mail this morning. Scientists have swabbed some family cars to see how much bacteria lurked inside them. They found that the car boot, often touched by pushchair wheels, dog's paws and dirty shoes, were the filthiest, containing 1,425 separate bugs. So the top five dirtiest bits of the inside of your car, as we say, in first place is the boot, in second is the driver's seat, third is the gear stick, fourth is the back seat, and fifth is the dashboard. And some advice for you is to spray some antibacterial sanitizer onto a tissue and wipe it over the gear stick and steering wheel. Absolutely filthy. Anyway,
on 106 to 108 FM and at newstalk.com, this is Newstalk.